Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
It's not my birthday. I wonder whose birthday it is.
Now, here are your Bad Radio hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Exactly. All right. Well, we are here again with Sparky Anderson in 258.
We're here today with Sparky Anderson, manager of the Detroit
Tigers. At Mavs practice one more time. Sparky's and Why Today Doesn't Suck is brought to you by Grooves is bringing it to us.
Struggling.
And here with more on January 19th, 2005. Detective Big Mackey.
Big Mac. Nice.
Bye.
Well, today is January 19th in history.
Janteenth.
In fact, a huge day just on this day in 1952 alone. Two major things. To allow black golfers to compete in golf tournaments.
Vote.
Right.
Whether or not you thought a black golfer should be allowed to compete.
In 1952, the franchise for $3,000 by the NFL. And it was transferred to Dallas.
Now what?
Oh.
What year?
52.
Nashville.
Yeah, they played. They didn't finish. They became a ward of the league.
Because
of Nashville and the circus had been there. And there was like,
they played.
So that's football failure in this football town.
Football failure indeed.
Back in football is great.
On this day in 2001, Ray Carruth was acquitted of first-degree murder, but convicted of conspiracy and two other charges in the fatal shooting of his pregnant girlfriend. He was later sentenced to a minimum of 18 years.
Wild Fred Lane offseason, too.
I got the franchise off to a strong start, didn't it?
Boy. You guys remember this day in 2003? It was the last game of the game, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Philadelphia Eagles 27-10. It was a sad, sad day.
Why?
Oh, you remember that one, Tom?
Why? You got a brand new shiny stadium.
Yeah, dude.
Remember where we were?
No court.
Oh, I was so hopefully Mitchell returned that.
Somebody did some research.
They're going to win this year.
Okay.
They are going to win this year.
We were in a sharp was eating near us.
I don't remember that. Was I there?
I don't know.
No, you were playing Navy SEALs.
Yeah.
Firing one up.
Yeah, up.
On this day in 1997, the richest one-year contract in baseball history was signed by Ron Reyes.
By Diamond Talk.
Pudge. $6.65 million for 1 year.
Little did we know.
Pudge. And one more thing. This is the day 1 year ago today at the Iowa Democratic Caucus. That Howard Dean, who finished third, delivered a fist-pumping, bellowing concession speech that was viewed at the time as politically damaging, but he has pretty much
turned that into Expedia spots or what spots is he doing now?
Yeah. What was he pumping?
He was pumping his fist, I believe.
That was a year ago?
Wow. 1 year ago today.
1 year ago today.
We wasted a lot of time on politics last year. Let's make sure that doesn't happen again this year.
All right.
We're partying this year.
Done.
Hey, Ann.
Yes.
Have you seen Law and Order news here?
News? No.
Yeah, that guy died.
Who?
Ice-T.
No, Ice-T.
We're going to have a new character on there tonight.
Well, I might have to watch that instead of West Wing.
Well, actually, it comes on, after
network?
West Wing.
Well, I mean, I often choose just one of those to watch at night.
Okay.
But anyway, what?
It is
the rest of the time chasing the dragon or what?
Annie Parisi. You know who that is?
Yeah.
Anybody know who that is?
No.
Annie?
The Hobbit.
Yeah, they're, you know, most girls named Annie
Frodo
are tore up.
Parisi?
Yeah.
Oh, no, not Annie? Oh, I think that's a hot name.
No, most
that
girls.
That theory cannot be proven.
You look and you'll see that most girls named Annie are tore up.
No.
They are.
Are we talking about a new assistant PA?
Really? Yes.
To me, that's like Kim. The name Kim. I've never known a girl named Kim
there
that wasn't
been
hot.
Tore up Kims, too.
No, I've never known a Kim that wasn't.
Yeah,
and if you add Kimmy, They're definitely not hot. They're definitely hot.
She's definitely fat.
I've always thought Bertha was a hot
diarrhea bitch.
Right.
Wow. Well, who is she?
I don't know. It doesn't say anything about her. However, it says some of us are still perplexed by the departure of Rome's Serena, who, when told she was fired last week, asked her it's because she was a lesbian, and that came from where? Next time the writers decide to do character development, they might want to do so before the last 5 seconds of the character's TV life.
Is this because I'm a lesbian? By the way, gay.
By the way, Reiner, if you watch ESPN for any 3-minute segment in your life these last few weeks,
all
I want to do is
certainly you've seen the promo for Tilt.
You know, they call me the Matador.
Yes, I have.
Have you seen the really quick hit? The Alyssa's in that show.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Cobra.
Who's she?
She's the,
she the blonde?
She's the one that was the lesbian.
I know, but I'm watching.
Is this because I'm a lesbian?
She's blonde.
Okay. So
I just see her in the commercials.
I want to do Grace, Daddy.
I certainly haven't watched the show.
All I want to do is
Matador.
First episode, and I think Michael Madsen is overacting, but otherwise it's not that bad. That poor Michael Madsen, I really want to like him because I do think he's...
Is he the Matador?
Yes.
Well, they call him that.
He's also Vic Vega, of course, from Reservoir.
Cut off an ear.
Kill Bill.
It's just, he plays the same character every single time.
He's a one-trick pony, but it's a pretty scary trick.
Yeah, it is, but he's always squinting and talking real slow and...
So he's hungover?
Really seems like he's overacting in Tilt.
Always hitting chicks with frying pans.
I'll be back for episode 2. Now, whether I'm back because it's good or because it's so failed it reminds me of Playmakers, I've not yet determined.
I thought you liked Playmakers.
I did in a... It's very failed sort of way. It amused me.
I didn't think it
was so good.
What was so failed? Were we the only ones that liked Playmakers?
I guess we were.
I never missed an episode.
And especially when Michael Irvin came on and go, yeah, you know, pretty much everything that they showed in there happened at one time. A lot of it.
To Michael Irvin.
Right.
Well, you know, he was there.
Yes, every wheels off thing that ever happened in NFL history was jammed into 10 weeks on Playmakers.
Exactly. Yeah, that's
why it jumped the shark the first second it was on.
What? It's a TV series. They don't have an infinite amount of time to
Do you think The Sopranos, you think that happens just in everyday life?
I said none of that.
Hello,
okay. All right, who are we? Michael Irvin or Keyshawn?
Oh, yeah, Mike.
I once.
Really? Yeah, right.
No, when he was going through all that stuff, he knew us.
How do you know?
Because he's a man of the truth about stuff.
Right.
He's on a big truth
kick. You guys need to face it. You're the only two that show. You're the
you know, his boss is a Jewish carpenter.
I have a couple of...
Jesus,
you know, just because
you two to
breaking news. Breaking news.
Hey.
All right. No arbitration.
All right.
We reached an agreement with Carlos Almanzar.
Yeah.
And
well, there's a lot of people.
Maybe
Carlos Almanzar was a pretty usable guy for it appreciates that information that took me 5 seconds to deliver.
Where are we moving E News? To accommodate that.
We canceled it.
Oh. Congratulations to Mike Bassick.
Wow.
C-section, I hope.
Wasn't he the guy that traded places with Fritz Peterson?
C-section.
Greg.
Like, if he say, look, Doc, I want a C-section.
Well, yeah, you got to be
a dude. So.
Might I
ask the doctor for the extra stitch?
No, you know what I'm saying, though. I mean, if I was a woman, I would have to
easily
destroy that area.
Or is it the...
There, Doc.
It's both. Trust me. First off, men, and we've gone over this before, would rather their wives or girlfriends lay eggs.
But it's nature's way to...
It's magical.
Pull that, man.
Yeah, dude.
Now, you're a kid.
But nature also a knife.
That's going to kill you, Ryan.
Just cut it open.
Vaginally.
Happy birthday
used.
To...
I'm so dumb, I didn't even catch it. Hey, you're right. That's easy how to do it. Vaginally.
Ryan Brandon Lee.
Happy birthday to my Sharon.
Which one?
Hey, time one of those.
She's 55 today.
Sharon!
Hey, Corby, you could have her.
Oh, perfect. I can be your fifth dad.
I believe Reiner already had dibs on my fifth dad.
Oh,
wow.
There's something wrong.
But he'll get tired.
Dear God, but I'm torment on people's moms. Yeah, I'll get tired of it.
And I have an email here. Dear Big Mac, today is my hot, beautiful wife's birthday. Cynthia Gardia is 36. She looks 26.
For example,
it is also my nephew Joshua's birthday. He's 14, and he looks 14. Thanks from P1 Mike. All right.
Is there a picture attached
and,
to that?
I think... Howard? What, Grimmel?
What?
You can leave if you've got to go somewhere.
Isn't this segment about over?
Nice.
12 after, and you're reading emails. You haven't even got into birthdays or anything. Let's wrap this up.
All right, boss, send us to break.
All right.
What is Gribble? Where are you guys at? What's Gribble doing out there?
Yes.
Hey, you should
send
have
us
to
break,
do
boss.
Who's did that?
He should, I'm waiting for Tyler. Spot. Is Tyler joined us?
My wife, Sally's 33 today.
Oh!
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right. What are we going to do tonight?
Oh. What are we going to do tonight? Maybe a little SMU basketball?
Oh. Oh. What's that?
Maybe show her Moody Coliseum?
Right.
Oh. Moody Madness.
I'm going to a little college basketball game tonight.
Maybe yeah. Bob break out the mariachi
yes,
band?
Yes, sir, I'm going to see tonight, Rhines.
Tom Penders.
You're not going to celebrate the 47-year extension Billy Gillespie's been given for his win last week?
You know what? Just hang in there with him.
He pretty much had his ass showed to him last night.
I'm just saying.
And all Saturday. Right. Did but he you get, know what? Hey.
Did he get that extension for just being on the same court with Bob Knight?
He did. And by the way, he didn't get an extension.
You know okay? something.
That's what the reporters are reporting.
Well, you know what? He hadn't got one yet.
Yeah, he did.
He was hired 6 months ago and has already been extended for 8 years.
Yeah, he got an 8-year extension.
What
not yet.
Well, what do you mean? It doesn't matter anyway
okay,
because...
Trust me.
Well, what?
Well, it's got to be signed first.
You don't think he'll sign
hey,
it?
Hey, Dill.
Hang on.
Because he wants to go somewhere else, right? Maybe Duke's calling or something like that, which I don't blame him. I would leave Aggieland in a heartbeat.
Not signed
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, I got Duke calling.
It wasn't signed as of
last night. It's all for Tyler.
No. We haven't even done birthdays yet. By the way,
not
I'm made,
doing birthdays.
By the way,
God sakes, it's 14 athletes.
So what? They'd be pulling for Houston.
Go Cougar.
You don't like the TCU coach?
No.
You're right. Let's do numbers.
So I'm making. Let's do numbers.
Let's do.
Well, come on, Dan. Do
for Tyler, but
do birthdays, Dan.
For real, yo.
I don't know.
14 athletes.
314. Dan,
we gotta go.
Chris Sabo, Junior Seau, Tyrone Wheatley, Anthony Young. Desi Arnaz Jr., Dewey Bunnell.
Dino Desi and
America. From America. Frank Caliendo. Dre DeMatteo.
Isn't he on every Wednesday with the Muses?
Hot, Frank Caliendo.
Dolly Parton.
Oh.
Katie Sick.
What's she, 48 now?
For real.
And Gene Stapleton.
Oh.
Aubrey.
Aubrey. Brilliant. And then Dead on This Day, Still Dead.
Robert Healy.
That is
Headley.
Oh.
3 days, man. 3 days.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket says you don't need courage, a heart, and since our guys are involved, a brain to attend Hummer Ticket Stock 2005. Free autographs from Hall of Famer George Brett, plus stars Mike Modano and Bill Guerin, and Cowboys Jason Witten and Darren Woodson. The Time Wasters live on stage in Wheels Off Roundtables Friday and Saturday, February 18th and 19th at the Plano Center. Hummer Ticket Stock 2005, brought to you by Noritz America and Sports Radio 1310.
There's no place like Ticket Stock.
The Ticket.
There's no place like Ticket Stock.
www.theticket.com.